Go ahead.
Will, are you feeling strange?
A little mad.
A little mad, going mad, going with the multiverse. Welcome back, guys. For us, we just left you a couple minutes ago because we just got done filming our Moon Knight episode. If you have not listened to that, go give it a listen. But we're back.
Back to back.
We are back to back, but these will probably be coming out in a couple day difference. But let's get into it. I am one half of your Heralds of Pop Culture, Harrison Hopkins.
And I'm your other half, Will Wiggy.
We got some news, more updated news to start, even though we're filming this back-to-back. This news is more relevant to probably when you're listening, so Will, hit us off.
So here's a shocker. I think this is the first time we haven't had DC news.
What? I thought you were about to say, like, the shocker's back.
No. No DC news.
No DC news.
So let's jump into it with Marvel.
Okay.
Get hyped, Loki begins filming season 2 on June 6th.
Get hyped, even though I know the guy in the background I just saw loved that show. I didn't.
I loved it.
Okay, all right, you know what? I was going to say we got a couple of Doctor Who fans. I know Asher might be a Doctor Who head.
Oh, we'll get there.
Okay, we'll get there. Okay, I'm just saying Loki had some Doctor Who vibes.
Oh, well, there's Doctor Who news, too.
Oh, okay.
Elizabeth Olsen extends her contract for 7 more years.
What?
What's possible Scarlet Witch solo film?
You know what? From this movie we're going to talk about today, that could be interesting.
She's definitely going to be a heavy hitter going forward.
Oh yeah, I mean, especially if they plan on bringing in the mutants, how can you not have Scarlet Witch be in like the forefront of that?
That would make me so happy.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's so much you can do going forward. Even bring Pietro back, just saying.
Aaron Taylor Johnson, or or cast new. Why not cast new?
I'm okay with either.
Okay.
But then we'd have to get another "she recast Pietro" joke.
Yeah, or we could just bring back Ralph Boner and everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy.
So then the Moon Knight producers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Joined Fantastic Four.
I saw that. I saw that like yesterday. That's cool. I'm glad that Marvel's like, this show is a success. There was some good directors and producers on there. They're giving them jobs. Like we talked about how the director of Moon Knight is working on Nova, he said, and now the producers are working on Fantastic Four. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And then She-Hulk. We finally have She-Hulk news.
Like a release date? Because is that a thing?
Yeah. August 17th, according to the Disney Plus UK site.
So that will be like around when Ms. Marvel's like done.
Done.
Okay. Gotcha.
For Star Wars news, Ahsoka began production, so again, get hyped.
I did. Besides Kenobi, it's probably my most anticipated. Unless they do a Star Wars Vision season 2, then I'd probably be equally excited.
Well, they are doing that.
Oh, they are? Okay, then I'm very excited for that.
I would say Obi-Wan and Ahsoka both tie as my third favorite Jedi.
Yeah. I mean, Obi-Wan's my favorite Star Wars character, period. Who's your first favorite Jedi? Oh, Yoda. Yoda.
Come on, man.
I know you well enough.
Size matters not.
Oh, I know. No, I had a bit of a brain fart, but I know. Yoda, I'm especially rewatching these movies. Like I said in the last episode, I'm finding a new appreciation for Yoda.
You better. And yes, that was a threat.
Or don't you mean Yoda better?
You tried.
I tried. Yo-delicious, Will.
Yo-delicious, too.
Thank you.
So, for Disney news, they announced their new film, Elemental, from Pixar.
Oh, Elemental.
It says, in a city where fire, water, land, and air residents live together, a fiery young woman and a go-with-the-flow guy. So I wonder what elements they are.
Dude, fire, wait, they're just doing that old game from Cool Math for Kids, Fire.
Why did you say the same thing as Asher? He goes, oh, it's Fire Boy and Water Girl, but Fire Girl and Water Boy.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I mean, when you were describing it to me, I'm like, so, and then the Fire Nation attacked?
Huh. It says, a go-with-the-flow guy are about to discover something elemental. How much they actually have in common. Directed by Peter Sohn. And produced by Dennis Rehm, Elemental will release June 16th, 2023.
Is this Disney animation or Pixar?
Pixar.
Oh, okay, awesome.
So yeah, we got that to kind of look forward to.
Well, I mean, you know, Pixar's next title, little movie called Lightyear that comes out in like less than a month, I'm very excited for.
I have not been this excited for a Pixar film in quite some time.
We are definitely going to do an episode on
Luca
that.
Luca was Turning Red was not good. So then we have, for just regular film TV news, and Kurigawa was cast as the 14th Doctor in Doctor Who.
How many seasons did they do with the female Doctor?
I think roughly 3.
Oh, okay. Was she liked?
No.
Okay.
They lost more than half their viewership with her.
Really?
And a lot of it wasn't even like, oh, it's a girl. She just was not written well.
They can't be all, what's his name?
David Tennant and Matt Smith?
Yeah, David Tennant. They can't. Matt Smith is good too, you know, Morbius legend himself.
Yes. All right, bud.
Should we do a Morbius episode now that it's on, like, streaming and just, like, make fun of it for an hour?
Is it on streaming now?
I think in, like, a next week it has a release date for streaming.
Asher and I want to rent it to make fun of it.
I want to watch it just for the memes.
Yeah.
Because Morbius is officially the movie of all time.
Yeah. So, you're up. Avatar Way of the Water trailer.
Oh, we're doing it?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, honestly, I completely forgot that this was happening while I was going to see Doctor Strange. Like, I sat down. I saw Doctor Strange in IMAX 3D. It hit me when I put on my 3D glasses. I was like, I forgot they're showing the trailer before the movie. And did you see that clip of that guy that was dressed as a Na'vi?
I sent it to you.
Oh, that was good. That was so me.
But you're the only one who showed up to Doctor Strange in full Avatar gear?
Yes, I am. I would like to say, and I know this has been talked about online lately, but blah, 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 no one cares about Avatar 2, James Cameron. It has more views than any Star Wars trailer or, like, most Marvel trailers, like, in the first couple of days.
Impressive.
Yeah, so I feel like people are talking. Majority of that is a Chinese audience, so that's very curious that, like, majority of the people that are watching this trailer are the Chinese audience. So, interesting.
Why is that curious? It's Blue Cat Aliens.
That's true.
That's up their alley.
That's very, you know, especially with their tentacles. Anyway, but yeah, the trailer was mostly visual, which, you know, you come to expect with Avatar, because even the haters of Avatar will tell you that it looks beautiful. So, of course, James Cameron wants to just show off what he's been working on for 9 years. No, wait, 12 years? 13 years. Yes, it's been 13.
That's how you do a trailer, though.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Just ambience and just bringing you back into the world that we've been gone for 13 years and the technology. And of course, the reason that he had to postpone it so long was because he couldn't do the mocap work that, you know, the Na'vi do underwater. So they had to, like, find a way to do that underwater. So now they do, because the movie is majority going to be water. Way of the Water. I'm happy to see the original cast back. We knew that Sam Worthington and Zoe Saldana were coming back. Now we see that probably 13 years has passed, like, in real time. They have kids. They're, like, really advancing their tribe. Seems like some of the humans are still there. I think they adopt a human child, it seems, from the description of the trailer, that's their adopted child. So that's cool. The Na'vi have never looked better. The water, you know that one scene of the Na'vi swimming through the water?
Yeah, that was great.
That looked like out of a nature documentary, like it was real.
100% agree.
A lot of theories and stuff. We see that the Marines they have like a UN, like a abbreviation title, whatever their name was from the first movie. Looks like they came back, but with a twist that now they're going undercover as Na'vi. And it seems that might be what Stephen Lang's character is back as, because we heard he was going to be the villain again. Also,
one of them looked like him.
Yeah, one of them, and that would be an easy way to bring him back, I feel. But also, Vin Diesel was cast in this in one of these. So that'd be cool.
It's all about that family, I guess.
Yeah. Also, I think Schwarzenegger was casted in one of the sequels too.
What are these movies?
Apparently they're all about family now. And not only from the trailer did they say that, but James Cameron said these next movies are all going to be about family. And I also talked about it in the previous podcast episode where James Cameron also said, like, these movies are kind of going to be like an unconnected, like you can see just one and you don't have to see the others because they're like separate stories. But then like by like the fourth one or whatever, like it'll all come together. So it'll be interesting to see play out. Yeah. So, yeah, visuals is really what this trailer was all about. It's my favorite movie of all time, which is why Will let me talk about it. They're re-releasing, like I said earlier, the first one in September.
Yay, another re-release for Avatar. Yeah.
Bump up the no, but
people are gonna be like, I told you it's still the number one movie. Yeah, after it got released a million times over.
My biggest regret was not seeing the original in theater, so I'm so
now you get the chance.
Yeah, so now, and not only that, but now see the sequel in theaters, and 3D has kind of been dead, and so they're gonna try to bring 3D back. So anyway,
I'm okay without 3D.
I am too, unless like James Cameron like requires 3D, it seems. And they're talking about he's working on glassless 3D.
What in the?
Don't ask me. I mean, I know they've talked about it for years, but it seems like James Cameron might have finally cracked the code. We'll see, though.
Dang. So on top of that, Christopher Walken has joined Dune Part 2 as Emperor Saddam IV, ruler of the universe.
Hey, what's going on with this spice over here, man? I don't know. That was my walking.
There you go. Thank you. I don't walk in.
You don't walk in. He was great as King Louie.
I rolling.
You rolling. You, crap.
Jungle Book?
Yeah, I was trying to think of someone with the last name Roland in movies.
J.K. Rowan.
Or could you say you're Josh Brolin?
Ooh.
Because he's in that movie. You know what I mean? Okay.
He's the third new cast member after Florence Pugh and Austin Butler.
Oh, man, Florence Pugh, she's getting everything now. She's a great actress. That's great. Her and Zendaya would probably play well together.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realize. Oh, wow. How many more Marvel people can we get in this movie? Oh, drop the mic, sorry. Quite literally.
Hopefully, you know, as all the fan cast put it, if Timothy Chalamet was to be Harry Osborn, that's another one. But
no!
I don't know. I think it'd be a good rivalry with him.
I love Chalamet, but no.
I know, but, like, there's already a real-life rivalry between them and everyone trying to ship Charlamagne and Zendaya, even though Tom and her are dating.
Yeah. I mean, we have what? We have Thanos, we have Moon Knight.
We have Thanos.
Aquaman.
Yeah, we have Aquaman.
Now White Widow.
Most of them, like, died in the first one. Sorry for the spoilers. Most of them died.
Oh, Alan Ritchson joined Fast X.
Oh, also the doctor. Sorry, I know I didn't want to cut you off, but Dr. Selvig is the main bad guy in the first one.
Oh yeah, and Batista and Kurt
from
Drax, and then Kurt from Ant-Man.
Yep. Anyway, sorry. Who was put in Fast X?
Alan Ritchson. He plays Hawk in Titans and Jack Reacher right now.
Oh yeah, he's exploding right now. Like I hear he's that series on Amazon Prime. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's really good. So he was also Raphael in the newer Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes. I've been saying he's a great actor for a while now. I'm glad people are finally catching on.
Besides Hawk, who would you fan cast superhero him?
Him?
Yeah, Ben Grimm?
Yeah, depends on who you cast around that age too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say Ben Grimm. Alrighty, so actually, I think he could be a good Batman.
He'd be a good Batman. He'd be a good Hush, maybe, too.
Hush is a little bit more nuanced.
Yeah, he's not, like, big and bulky. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, he kind of has, like, a similar jawline and face to how they drew Tommy Elliot in the
book. Alright, I can't believe this is a thing.
Okay.
WB Games released their first trailer for Multiverses.
They did, yes.
Which is a Super Smash game where you can play as different IPs from the Warner Brothers.
We talked about who we're maining earlier, right? We talked about who our mains are going to be.
Well, we already knew about Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Harley Quinn, Tom and Jerry, Bugs,
Game of Thrones, Jake
the Dog, Garnet, and
Shaggy. Shaggy. Super Saiyan Shaggy, ?
Yeah, that was in the trailer.
Okay, cool.
Well, they also added the Tasmanian Devil.
The Tasmanian Devil versus the Flash?
Maybe.
That'd be fun.
But then they went ahead and when Superman arrives, he goes, this looks like a job board. you see rockets start coming down, and it's the Iron Giant. He goes, Superman.
Oh, no way. They're doing the Iron... That's cool. I'll play as the Iron Giant. You kidding me, Vin Diesel?
And they just announced that they're adding a Velma from Scooby-Doo.
My glasses. My glasses.
But, you know, that's a wild game.
That is a wild game, yeah. Can you play
Go ahead.
Can you play as Scoob?
He has not been announced.
Okay, he might be like a companion with Shaggy.
Probably.
Yeah, because that would just turn into dogfight.
I struggle not thinking that this entire game was made just to get Super Shaggy.
You got to do the Powerpuff Girls, right?
Oh, Powerpuff Girls should be there for sure.
Okay. And Mojo Jojo.
You can add Steven Universe and Adventure Time.
And Mojo Jojo.
Mojo Jojo! All right, so Doctor Strange.
Oh, we're doing it. All right. Do you want to do non-spoilers first, or do you want to just been out for a week?
You can't even talk about this without spoiling it.
Yeah. No, you can't. You really, you could say, it's about Doctor Strange and him and Wan. Dude, the official Marvel description for this is like, Doctor Strange accidentally unleashes the multiverse and him and Wan to have to team up to shut it down. I'm like, that is not the movie at all. That is...
You failed.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't want to say in the description, like, Marvel couldn't say, like, Wanda kills everyone in the movie.
Pretty much, though.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about it. Full spoilers, so click off right now if you've somehow been able to stay off the internet and don't know what happens in this movie.
So the beginning of it is really just focused on Strange currently. Post-Endgame, he's chilling, going to Christine Palmer's wedding.
Yes.
And gets to deal with Nicodemus' West bullcrap again.
Yeah, I kind of like that, though. He was like, my cat's died. I was like...
Was there really no other option? And all I thought back to was that just little one finger.
I thought about, like, someone was talking about it. Like, what if there was another option, but it involved Steven dying and he chose not to do that?
Huh. I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. Anyway, so we get to see a little bit of Christine, and they really delve into their relationship in this movie, which I was not expecting.
So we got to back up a bit. It actually starts off with Defender Strange and America Chavez.
Yeah, Ponytail Strange.
The weird one.
Yeah, and they're fighting, because he has what? It's the bands of, what are those crimson bands called that he uses?
Mm-hmm.
Strange.
I actually missed that scene.
Well, you know in Infinity War how Strange uses the crimson bands of something to restrain Thanos?
Oh, yeah, I forget what, though.
It's the crimson bands of whatever, that it's that monster that they're running away from.
Okay. Well, America ends up in our world.
Yes.
After Strange says the same thing our Strange said in No Way Home. In the greater whatever, in the multiverse, your sacrifice is small.
Mm-hmm. And he tries to kill, or not kill, but he just like takes away her power so it can't be taken, but it fails. Defender Strange ends up dying, and then they fly through a portal.
Where his body later is buried.
Yes, and we kind of find out from that multiverse in the Marvel Universe is dreams.
Yeah, how do you feel?
I saw these people on the internet, like, you're trying to go back to old Marvel movies and see whenever people talk about having a dream, like, that means they're seeing their multiverse self. I think that's kind of cool, but that means somewhere out there, Tom Holland is having a nightmare of Bully Maguire.
Yep.
So, that's funny. But I think it's a cool take on it. I don't know if they're going to play into it more. They play into it a lot in this one because there's the whole concept of dreamwalking. So, obviously, yeah. Why they did it is so they could like have a way for like people to like dreamwalk into other multiverse bodies, which we'll get into later. So for this movie, I think it fits and I think it makes sense.
But I'd rather it stick with just this movie.
Yeah, I'd rather, because like, you know, it kind of takes like the science out of the multiverse, in my opinion.
Yeah. I just love the memes I've seen from it.
Yeah.
There's this me dropping in on America Chavez because I had a dream about me and Haley Steinfeld falling in love last night.
Yeah, it is cool to think, though, because, like, if, you know, in the real world, like, you or me, like, if we have a dream and, like, our person's, like, as Wong says, I had a nightmare of, like, running naked from a clown or something.
Yeah, I don't know if I want my dreams to be other me's.
That's true. So, a lot of them are sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we just jump straight into another action sequence because not
Shuma Gorath.
Not Shuma Gorath, but not Gigantica or whatever.
Yeah, it's Shuma Gorath, and I will be calling it Shuma Gorath.
We get a little bit of Sam Raimi taste of that, like, gory stuff, because Doctor Strange, the main 616 universe Doctor Strange, the MCU Doctor Strange, just impales that thing on the eye.
Yeah.
And just pulls it right out to save America Chavez, because why are these monsters continuing to hunt America? Why are they after her?
You can't forget the Sam Raimi-ness beforehand.
The screaming women?
Screaming women, and she was on the edge of a building that broke off.
Oh, it was very Doc Ock, wasn't it?
He did that in every Spider-Man movie.
Yeah. I like the action scenes in this, dude. They felt very, like, even though it was mystical, they felt very grounded, just like how the Spider-Man fight scenes felt grounded.
Yeah. I like how they asked about Spider-Man shooting out of his butt.
Yeah, which is interesting, you know, because they don't know who Peter Parker is anymore, Wong and Strange. No one does. So they're just like, he's some guy on our team.
Yeah. And I love that he remembers doing the spell.
Yeah. But yeah, so basically America, like, kind of, it's not like forced exposition, but she explains the multiverse.
Yeah.
And how she's able, her power from the comics, of course, is opening star portals and being able to hop through multiverse to multiverse.
Yeah.
And then
I was cracking up. Someone said, we get a Latina superhero in Marvel trying to give her powers. Not super strength, not flight, immigration.
She's able to just hop from area to area. So she, yeah, that's funny. It is funny. I didn't think about that. But Doctor Strange is like, this kind of seems witchcrafty to me. I know a witch I can talk to. Yeah, that scene, it's a good scene, but people talk about how it happens really abrupt. But, you know, if you watch WandaVision, also, great transition into that because we just get the WandaVision music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Why won't anybody punish her for Westview?
Because she's a superhero. No, I agree with you, but it kind of seems like no one wants to mess with her anymore because at end of WandaVision, I thought she was like, all right, I've learned my lesson. I'm going to repent for my issues, but she does the exact opposite, we find out.
Yeah, with the Darkhold.
Yeah, which we kind of got in that post-credit scene, right? In WandaVision, we kind of saw that she was starting to use Darkhold to try to find her kids. But it turns out the past year or whatever, because it's been a year since WandaVision came out, she has just been in that book nonstop.
That book has consumed her every being, including now she's willing to kill anything to get to her kids.
Yes, because we find out that she has actually been the one sending the monsters after America so she can gain her power to go get another universe versions of her kids, since her kids don't actually exist in this universe.
And that's literally her whole story.
Yep.
It's killing everything just to get to the kids.
They just, so quickly, and it's not a bad thing, it's just Doctor Strange goes and talks to her, and then she's like, yeah, all this is make-believe. It's not a nice, pretty garden. This is hell.
You're the hero. I'm the villain.
Yeah.
Well.
So Wanda just tells him straight up, yeah, you can try to defend the girl from me, but I'm just going to come and take her, so try your best.
Yeah, she's like, see you when I get there.
Yeah, and so he's like, oh, shoot. So they go back to Kamar-Taj, and they bring America, and they got the Minotaur guy.
Yeah, Rintra.
Yeah.
The one thing I loved about that sequence is Doctor Strange did try his best to just listen, we can talk it out. Mm-hmm. And Wanda was like, I don't care.
I was so interested to see how they were going to show her power, because there's 100 sorcerers there, and I'm like, she's just one person. How's she going to take down Kamar-Taj?
And she did just fine.
She did. She kind of went back to her old power that we saw in Age of Ultron, where she was able to get in one of their heads, which was cool.
Here's my thing. Wanda was always the villain, but tried to do good at times. Every time she tried to do good, it backfired.
Yeah, in Civil War, when she accidentally killed all those people.
In Lagos, and then in Infinity War, Vision died anyway, and the blip happened regardless.
Yeah,
Endgame, she was just out for blood anyway.
she says that in the scene that you were talking about when Doctor Strange tries to talk to her. She's, you know, Doctor Strange's like, I know about pain. And she's like, I had to blow a hole through the man I loved, which meant nothing in the end. Do not talk to me about pain.
Yeah. Here's the only thing that bothered me about her whole arc.
Mm-hmm.
She's so set on these kids, but doesn't even try and get her brother.
Dude, she doesn't even try to get Vision back.
No, and that's, I'm like, why?
You, like, out of all the cameos that we're going to talk about, I was expecting a Vision cameo.
Same.
Like, if there's one thing that could have talked her down and brought her back, it would have been Vision showing up and telling her that she has to stop doing this, and she probably would have listened.
But I think the point is, there is no going back.
Yeah. So yeah, she wrecks Kamertaj. She kills a bunch of people, like, brutally.
And it's nothing but horror movie from here.
Yeah, she basically, like, goes into, like, the actual building of Kamertaj, and, like, Doctor Strange tries to, like, turn it, like, mirror dimension in there, but she just finds a way out and, like,
contorts. She uses reflections.
She uses reflections. They have to, like, cover all the reflections. She, like, contorts her body out of, like, a mirror or something.
Out of a gong.
Out of a gong. Yeah, it was so cool, because I was like, Sam Raimi is just, they're letting him loose.
Yes, they were. I will say my favorite part of the Kamertaj sequence was watching her, go up against Strange for a hot second.
Mm-hmm.
But she took out Wong like it was nothing.
Yeah, the actual Sorcerer Supreme currently.
Yeah, I was like, dang, bro.
Yeah, so she beats them all, and then, like, right before she can get America, America, like, freaks out and does another star portal.
So they end up in Earth 838 after going through a bunch of multiverses.
Which is a cool scene, especially I saw it in 3D. I just thought we were going to get, like, a lot of that, but it was just that one scene. Very cool scene, though.
Which I caught Noir. I caught 2099.
The Beast World?
Yeah. I will say, I was disappointed.
I did not
want Cameo Fest or anything.
No, yes. Yeah.
Just a couple more worlds and a couple more cameos would have been nice.
You hear me out. You know when we saw the Beast World for a minute?
Yeah.
A little bit of Devil. Come on, Devil Dinosaur?
That's what I'm saying.
That would have been a good way to just... But I agree with you. Like, and we'll talk about how they used the cameos, because I think the cameos they used in a brilliant way.
Oh, we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there. And I know that's what everyone was looking forward to in this movie. But like you and I said, and a lot of people said, we didn't want the movie to be about the cameos.
Yeah.
But Marvel did a bad job at the marketing, and I think both of you and I can agree that, like...
We already knew!
We knew, like, 50% at least of the cameos that we end up seeing.
Yeah. One thing I did like about this movie is when he goes to 838,
mm-hmm.
Him and Christine.
Yes, him and Christine's relation. I also wanted... we have to talk about a little Bruce Campbell's cameo when they first show up on 838.
That was funny.
Papa's Pizza Balls.
Yes. You don't have to pay. Oh, my God, you do have to pay.
How does that work? Like, I love to eat pizza by folding it because I'm a true New Yorker or whatever, and so I don't have to get pizza mouth and burn my mouth. You pop one of those into your mouth, your mouth's going to burn.
Here's what I've always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
You make pizza balls like almost like you would pizza roll, but you use crescent dough.
Okay.
And fold it around your filling. So your pepperoni, your sauce, your cheese...
So it's like a better pizza roll, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can make those home.
You let it cool, but you make sure you're not going to, you know, obliterate your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to blow on that shit. Sorry. Oh, I said it. Okay, anyway. So they're like, let's go to the Sanctum Sanctorum. Because basically the whatever, like, dimension or universes they go to, they're normally their first thing is, like, let's go find this version's Doctor Strange.
Yeah. And so, they learn, you know, obviously he's dead.
He's dead. He has a big statue.
Mordo's chilling.
Mordo is with the long hair.
He looks great. I love seeing him again.
Yeah.
I just didn't like that it didn't once touch on our Mordo.
Exactly. Dude, I thought that was our Mordo seeing the trailers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree
with
you.
And I felt kind of robbed.
Why?
I wanted our Mordo, his story.
Yeah.
I didn't care for 838.
Me neither, though I did like their little hand-to-hand fight since they couldn't use magic. That was cool.
Yes. After the Illuminati, which we'll get to too.
Yes. So he...
I want to know, after Doctor Strange jumped out of that hole, Mordo's... Is he still in the hole?
Or did Wanda just show up and kill? It is funny that he ended up defeating Mordo by just like a 3-foot hole they were in.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Mordo comes out and he's like, oh, you're Doctor Strange from another universe. He knows that, obviously, because we find out the dead. And he's like, come into my sanctum because I'm the Sorcerer Supreme of this universe. And Doctor Strange is like, it's weird because like Doctor Strange is like, oh, this is Baron Mordo. We have this epic rivalry, blah, blah. He's trying to go around and kill all wizards. I'm like, is he? I'm like, we didn't get to see that.
For real.
Like, he talks like, about
it. I know
like,
he was doing it with Jonathan Pangborn.
Yeah, but we didn't, like, as far as we know, Strange hasn't dealt with them yet. And it's just weird talk, like, Strange talking about how, like, they're arch enemies. And I'm like, we haven't seen that.
Yeah. That's why I felt robbed.
Yeah. Because he's like, it's his Sinestro, really, that's very similar to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they get.
Was still kind of a cool Mordo. It was just nice seeing Chiwetel back in the role.
He's very good in the role.
Oh, he's amazing.
So yeah, they get magic roofied.
And end up at the hands of the Illuminati.
In the Baxter building of sorts?
I think so.
And she says
called the Baxter Foundation.
The Baxter Foundation, yeah, like runs everything, which we don't find out who builds the Ultron centuries that are in there, but are you gonna assume it's Reed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the Illuminati is made up of Captain Carter, the waist of Maria Rambeau.
Yeah.
Should have given that spot to somebody else.
Yeah, but I guess they need a defender of the cosmos, which, I mean, you could be like Nova or Adam Warlock, but whatever.
There were so many other options.
Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Silver Surfer just showed
up? I know. And then we had Black Bolt got a good return thanks to Anson Mount.
Oh, they just put Anson Mount back in just the full suit with the tuning fork.
Oh, it was beautiful. Yeah. He deserved that.
I mean, imagine if he put his arms up and he had the little wings. You know how he has his little wings? Oh, he did? Oh, yeah, because
when they landed to confront Wanda, he flew.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's awesome.
And then we had the surprise ones, which were Professor X and Reed Richards.
Johnny K himself playing the smartest man in the world.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm still geeking over Professor X's entrance. They did the 97 Rift.
Yeah, when he wheeled out, I was like, they didn't have to do that, but they did.
But they did it for us.
They did it for us. Yeah. So he's definitely not like the Professor X from the X-Men movies, right?
He's like a version from the show, but not.
I was going to say, if anything, he's like the 90s animated one just brought to life.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to just start with it.
All right,
I never wanted John Krasinski as Reed, and I still don't want him as Reed. He proved everything I was worried about.
Yes, but here's my defense of him. He was, as far as we know, he was put in pretty last minute and did not film the scene with anyone else.
It doesn't matter. He was still too nice.
He was too nice. He was exactly what you predicted he was going to be, which is like a nice dad of sorts. And he's a nice guy. Yeah. But it's just he's stuck up and so smart that he doesn't really understand like how to communicate with people and how to be a good person. So I agree with you there. There's no way that John Krasinski can play him anyway but how he
doesn't look like Reed either.
He looks like how they started to draw Reed recently because they've started to draw him like John Krasinski in the comics.
Yeah, but that's like a moot point. It's a cop out. Of course he's going to look like the drawings that are supposed to look like him.
It's like how they started drawing Nick Fury like Sam Jackson, just hoping that they'd cast him eventually.
Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't like any of him. And he was not smart at all. He was dumb.
No, he had.
They played out their biggest card when Wanda started attacking.
Yeah.
Black Bolt can destroy you with a whisper. With what mouth? Boy, why would you say that?
That meme that you sent me killed me.
Bro, Wanda, wait. Black Bolt can tell you where to find your family. Come on, Black Bolt, tell her.
and credits. Movie's over.
That was beautiful.
That was great. Yeah, so Wanda's like has Wong strung up in the Sanctum Sanctorum, and he destroys, or he doesn't. Some other wizard destroys the Darkhold.
Yes. Oh, back to the Illuminati bit real quick.
Yeah, I just wanted to set up, like, what happens to them, and we needed to get to Wanda.
Yes. And she's on Mount Vundergore later.
Yes, Wong takes her to Mount Vundergore.
Which, do you know the importance of that?
I remember, so I was watching a video about it, but remind me.
That is actually where she and Quicksilver were raised.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and learned they had mutant abilities, thanks to the high abilities.
Is Magneto should have shown up there.
They found out during an X-Force mission.
I like the setting of that. I like that she had big monsters. I like that she was worshipped like a god.
Yeah. Back to the Illuminati, though.
Mm-hmm.
They were all brutally murdered.
Oh, brutal. Okay. Yeah, so I want to get to each death. So, Wanda...
Mr. Linguini?
Yes, Mr. Linguini.
Mr. Fettuccini?
Yes, he turned into Spaghetti Man. Wanda's like, if I can't use the Darkhold anymore, and Wong's like, well, actually, all the spells are written on the walls of this place. So he brings her to the place, and she dreamwalks into Earth 38. What is it?
838.
She dreamwalks into there, Wanda, and she just like, because it's you're not fully there when you dreamwalk, so she's walking like a zombie, like just from the start.
It's a massacre.
Yeah, so she shows up. And Strange and America are, like, captive by the Illuminati, and he gets put on trial by the Illuminati because it turns out that their Doctor Strange, the only way to defeat Thanos was to use the Darkhold against him, and they defeated Thanos that way, but then he was corrupted, so they had no choice but for Black Bolt to kill him. So the Illuminati's, like, the greatest threat to the multiverse is you, we found out. And then just at that moment, Wanda shows up.
Yeah. And we kind of got to speed this up because I need to eat dinner still.
Yeah, I got but you.
Instead yeah. of recapping, overall, I loved Professor X. It was sad to see him go. Mm-hmm. Black Bolt's death was horrific.
It was her brain just exploded.
Oh, yeah, from screaming with no mouth.
Yeah.
Then I wasn't bothered by Mr. Fantastic's death until I watched it again on YouTube and I heard the brain pop that time.
Yeah, she just dissolves him and then head just pop like a balloon.
Captain Carter getting cut in half was kind of funny.
That was cool. Yeah, she just threw the shield back into her. And then Maria Rambeau gets crushed by a statue of her, which was kind of funny.
It was. I think
Captain Carter
Chavez was okay.
Yeah.
I think Doctor Strange was okay himself. The musical fight when he met Sinister Strange was neat.
It was.
And, him and Christine was cool.
Him and Christine were cool. The final battle with Zombie Strange, I think, was cool. Very Sam Raimi with the Zombie Strange.
Here's my biggest issue.
Okay.
That movie's demonic as all hell.
It is very
demonic. They don't hide it. And anybody who says they do is not as educated as they should be.
Yeah. And anyone that tries to defend Wanda's actions in this movie.
Oh, my God. Defending them even in WandaVision.
Yeah. But she just, like, she's like a slasher villain in this. That scene where she's chasing them underground in the Illuminati base, she feels like Freddy Krueger.
I just love, I'm not a monster. I'm your ma. And she stops.
Yeah. And that was great America ended up taking her down by, making her kids see what she's become. And she stands down because she sees that she did become a monster.
Yeah. America was an okay character. I'm okay with her being a one and done.
America?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, she's going to be in everything now.
Oh, Young Avengers.
Young Avengers. She's going to play a big part in, like, Secret Wars, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. She didn't stick with me like I wanted her to, but I did enjoy her more in this than I did the comics.
That's true. I did enjoy. She was more charismatic in this.
Yeah, she had more character to her.
Mm-hmm.
I am excited to see the future of the MCU through this.
Me too.
As well as Doctor Strange's story. Because the after credits scene introduced Charlize Theron as Clea, his new love interest.
Dormammu's niece?
I don't know.
It's daughter or niece. And she like opens up a portal to the dark dimension. She's like, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
For real. So and I'm excited to see that. I love Clea as a character.
Love, yes.
I've been anticipating her for a while.
They get married and she becomes the new Sorcerer Supreme after he dies in the comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So overall, I'll give the movie maybe a 6 out of 10.
I'll give the movie it a 7.5.
I struggled with how demonic it was, and that's a personal thing, so that's fine. But I also struggled with how much they packed in. Because I feel like you don't get to really digest the movie like you want.
Yes, and maybe if we had the extra 40 minutes they supposedly cut, that would have been better.
I agree.
Okay. I like it because it felt like, as big as it was, it felt like a self-contained Doctor Strange story.
It was very self-contained, but it also felt like we didn't bounce around. It didn't feel like that, but it felt like, here we are. Okay, now we're done. Here we are. Okay, now we're done.
The multiverse wasn't the madness. It was the madness that the characters go into. Like, they go mad.
But it was hard to watch at the end because you realize you just watched the tragedy of two of your favorite heroes. Him accepting he's never going to be with Christine, and Scarlet Witch being Scarlet Witch.
Yeah. So it really was like just two friends trying to help each other, but two very damaged friends, and just end up being, neither of them win in the end. They both are just have to accept being miserable.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd give this movie a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
For my own personal reasonings, and I also felt like Wong got gypped.
Wong did get gypped. I'm happy they didn't kill him like it was rumored. I'm going to give it a 7.5 because I like Sam Raimi's direction, and I'm glad that it tried new things.
The directing was my favorite part because it was very stylistic and set itself apart.
Yes, and I'm hope they continue to do that with the MCU because they need to add variety, and doing directors that have specific visions is where they need to go.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what they achieved here.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate Sam Raimi's style in this. It worked so well. Again, the cameo for the Illuminati was neat. Definitely think it should have been someone else besides Maria. And again, I don't want John Krasinski. And this is not me saying he's a bad actor. He's a great actor. He just does not fit the character. Someone else had a better idea for him.
Do you see the Daniel Craig rumors he was going to be him originally?
Yeah, and I don't like that either.
I don't like that either, but it would have been interesting to see.
Yeah, I definitely think they should go just a little younger.
Yeah, the three, I'm just going to real quick, the three cut cameos that they said that were, some were filmed and some were planned. Ghost Rider, Magneto, and Deadpool were planned, but they never used.
You know what's hilarious to me?
What?
Geller, if Ghost Rider is in it, don't tell me. Me. There is no reason Ghost Rider is going to be in this.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's such a random theory, though. He was supposed to be during, like, the demon fight towards the end.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm trying to think about what else. Yeah, overall, it wasn't bad. It's just not one I'm rushing to see again.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, I would definitely go see it, though, because it sets up a lot of interesting things. And yes. I do have a fun time at the movies. Don't bring your little kids.
No, do not. It's terrifying.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to do recommendations because we literally just did recommendations technically like an hour ago, and we would have the same recommendations.
I agree.
Okay, do you want to do a quick wizard battle? What if we do like a Doctor Strange and versus Dumbledore and Gandalf team up against Doctor Strange?
Bro, Doctor Strange has that.
Okay, I was like, that's why I put them together. I didn't know if they could pull it off.
Nah, Doctor Strange is more powerful.
He is. They're like he's a whole different type of wizard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, our next episode will be Halo. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
And stay geeky.
Stay geeky. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you later.